Hello, and welcome to this new show called Ayurveda, the Science of Life, on UK Health Radio. My name is Dr. Oscar Adukon. I'm working as an Ayurvedic practitioner in Belfast, Northern Ireland, following a career working as a GP, family doctor, throughout the UK and Ireland. In this show, I will introduce the listener to the ancient system of medicine known as Ayurveda, which is still in use today and growing in popularity worldwide. I will explain the origins and principles of Ayurveda and give clear, simple, understandable explanations for how it can work in our modern lives. I will discuss how Ayurveda can connect us to our own nature, as well as the wider world of nature around us. We are all part of nature and need to restore these connections in our daily lives. I will interview like-minded therapists and health experts to discuss their approach to health and wellness and how it connects with Ayurveda. This show aims to reflect the growing move away from the narrow confines of conventional medicine to a deeper, more holistic and personalized view of health and wellness. Ayurveda is a nature-based system which uses food, simple herbal remedies, daily practices, and herbal-based medications to achieve balance of body and mind. So much of the root cause of illness today are caused by our digestion and lifestyle. Ayurveda teaches that everything we do in our lives has an effect upon our well-being and health. On this show, I hope to teach you and show you how learning about Ayurveda will benefit you and your health now and into the future. So, welcome again to today's show, Ayurveda, the Science of Life. And on today's show, I want to discuss, it being the holiday season, a couple of problems that we come across during the holidays, mainly sunburn and travel stress. That I appreciate there are lots of other problems, but these are the main problem we can get on our summer holidays. And I'd like to discuss both of these issues and how Ayurveda can help. And my name is Dr. Dupron, Oscar Adukon. I'm working as an Ayurvedic practitioner in Belfast, Northern Ireland area. After working for 30 years with GP. And it's very interesting to look at lots of the common problems we face today from an Ayurvedic point of view. So I want to discuss how to manage sunburn using an Ayurvedic practices and teachings, and also how to reduce the stress of travel using some simple Ayurvedic tips. So I hope you find the show interesting today. It's certainly topical. This is the time of year we're getting up to hotter places and holidays. And even though it's even very warm where we are at the moment, we're in a third heat wave this year. And so it's a very topical issue, whether you're going on holidays or whether you're not. So first of all, I'd like to discuss the Ayurveda's guide to what you could think of as sun exposure. Are managed and as part of this part of the show, discussing sunburn, I'll discuss managing sunburn the Ayurvedic way. I'll discuss the dosha specific natural remedies for sunburn. In other words, how we look at someone from it, and the procedures yet can take account depending on what dosha is predominant in your constitution or what balances up in them, and on the do's and don'ts. So summertime is here and the heat waves are with us again. I'm looking out onto a glorious summer day today and temperatures in the early 20s, but I'm sure some of you places where the temperatures even higher. And I think this is what we're going to be experiencing more and more, is more frequent heat waves. It's in the news and the media, the way the climate is changing, the temperatures are increasing. And so it's a very important issue here today. And with the reduced ozone layer, you can feel the sun more intensely, even with these lapages that we're in the UK. The sunburn is a risk no matter how careful we are with our sun protection and its meat. So it's worth thinking about taking a moment to explore some natural remedies for sunburn that can help see the skin, the scrumpy, and you get an intense sunburn and speed up the recovery process to prevent the knee and lung damage to the skin. So first and foremost, what does Ayurveda say about sun exposure? Because Ayurveda is a very old system of medicine. It's been around 5,000 years. And the knowledge that teachers have been recorded in ancient texts called the Vedas. And Ayurveda is one of these ancient texts that is all about the human condition, the health, physical health, psychological health. And so they have a great body of knowledge to be able to understand many of the problems you suffer. Now, in Ayurveda, it's called the Atapsavan. And it is an intriguing concept. So it highlights the dual nature of the sun's influence on our effect. So in Ayurveda, the sun is regarded as both a healer and also a challenger for our body existence. So it offers benefits when used mindfully, and it can be harmful when all the ingredients are don't use it properly. And this is a common trend within Ayurveda, that we experience the world through our senses, and an exposure to particular senses or an underexposure can cause problems. Now, clearly the organ that's concerned with sunburn is primarily our skin, and we think of skin being the organ that helps us experience the sense of touch. And I spoke about this in last week's show, the importance of the senses as part of our overall health, our experience of the sense, part of their overall health and balance. So sun exposure is regarded as having both positive and negative effects. And this 5,000-year-old system of me, or the wisdom of Ayurveda, emphasizes both of these. It emphasizes the benefit of sun exposures for practices like fasting, called Upavasa, and sweat and deep breathing therapies called Svadhana, where these are sweat therapies particularly used to remove toxins from the body or lighten the Pakana body and help us with things like weight loss, for instance. So Ayurvedic teaching describe how sun exposure can help us with this detox and refresh or rejuvenate our body. So it's a unique way, that a unique understanding of the sun's energy as nourishing the body from within. But this is not already in every area, of course. This I keep sun exposure that we talk about in these specific parts. But just as everyone has a unique constitution and unique moods and requirements, the suitability of this sun exposure or exposure to sun's rays, it varies from individual to individual. And Ayurveda recognizes the importance of understanding one's specific body type, which is this called your dosha prakriti, before engaging in these practices. So once again, in the Ayurvedic tradition, you could see a practitioner before they would prescribe a program involving on sun exposure as part of the jitter. And this is all, this concept by your dosha kriti is to do with the different energy that we're all made up of vata, ketha, and vata. So the vata is the energy of air and movement, and pitta is the energy of fire and transformation. The kapha with the energy and stability or support, level of the elements of water. You're all made up of a different combination of these energies. But the sun's rays are believed to ignite or stimulate the pitta dosha, which is understandable because pitta is the fire energy, as they be the dosha of the fire and the water. And this is the energy that governs our metabolism and our digestion, or the processes of James Vedicur within our physical body. As we eat, and digest back moving to energy and nutrients into our tissues. So that when pitta becomes imbalanced, it can lead to a condition called the rakta dake dushti. With this, fundamentally, the rakta means that blood, the dachi means the tissue, and dushti means a dispersion, as you can suppose, that tissue layer, which disrupts the harmony and balance within the blood system and has corresponding effects in different parts of the body. Now, the pitta dosha is particularly associated with the tissues of blood, muscle, and bone marrow. And if it is disturbed, it can contribute to a variety of what's called pitta-related pathologies, which are generally associated with an increase in heat by inclination in the body. And these can be skin rashes, inflammatory conditions, as I said, affecting the eyes, the skin, the gut, and the bones and the joint. It's just in general what can happen if you develop a pitta imbalance and severe enough it to cause pitta-related disorders. So in this case, it's important to stress that if you're advocating or advising a sun exposure as follow treatment, it really be recommended only for those who have more Advaita and Pitta dominance. For those with a pitta constitution or a pitta dominance or even a pitta imbalance, this sun exposing would need to be approached with caution and in significant layers of protection baked into treatment. As you know, excessive sun exposure can trigger a host of pitta problems, and they just maybe tip them over. And these issues can occur from skin issues and hair problems, as well as more problems that occur in other parts of the body or associated with the pigmentation. But once again, Ayurveda, the wisdom of Ayurveda, we encourage us to find balance within our practice and be mindful about how we have coaching, because good and bad on everything, what's simple is, and everything is without any bad.
You'd say it bars the same.
So I'll take a short break now, and I'll continue in the next part with the Ayurvedic view on sun exposure, particularly sun damage, and how we can go about preventing and treating it as a cognition the same. See you in a few minutes.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries
and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to the show, Ayurveda, the Science of Life. My name is Oscar Buffon, and I'm discussing today all about the problems of sunburn and travel stress. So this is a topical, two topical issues to discuss this time of the year when we're booked in for holidays with the family, and often this means going to areas where it's been much hotter than it is where we live in the UK, even though it's been particularly warm over the last number of weeks. So, in the first part of the show, I discussed the Ayurvedic view on sun exposure as a form of treatment and how we need to be cautious with particularly the people who have a pitta-dominant constitution. So, there's more of the fire and water elements in their leko than say, the vata and the kapha dishes.
In this part of the show, I'd like to discuss this in more detail, that's, and the Ayurvedic, a general kind of guide to Ayurvedic nutrient systems after picking on someone's baby. So that Ayurveda has viewed this over thousands of years and has recognized the sun exposure aligns with the rhythms of nature. So that in Ayurveda, you think of three seasons. The ancient science describes three seasons rather than a ball where you're more familiar with this part of the world. And this really stems from the fact that where Ayurveda originated in the Indian subcontinent, the weather systems were more typical of three seasons than the ball we get in the different in ordinary hemisphere, even more similarly latitudes. So that the advice you give depends on the season. So in the winter and fall, so winter and autumn, Ayurveda was one season. It's recommended that you, as much as possible, try and expose your skin to the sun, and this is to counterbalance the cold and dry winds that you experience, and also as part of subsequently the important role of vitamin D, and especially in the winter months when the sun is less than it was during the summer months, and also to prevent this condition called seasonal affective depression. That occurs in these times, particularly in countries more in the north, in the Scandinavia, is well described, where it becomes very, very short days, and the times, while not enough, they have periods of time where there's no sun for short periods of the winter. And in summer, of course, the advice is to be cautious because the sun's intensity is more severe and can harm sensitive skin, or people hit it. Dosha of fit imbalance and be too much was this concept of too much of the sun is a harmful thing. And autumn is similar advice to the winter time because we know autumn is a season that Vata is dominant in our systems. You feel it more in the wind and the change of the nature of the autumn weather, the time of the year. So the general advice is to wrap up the neck area, particularly in your extremities, and you're trying to get extra skin point so the rest of the room comes in. And the current advice correlates with, the current medical advice correlates with what Ayurveda has said for many thousands of years, that during the winter, it's always important to try and get a 15 to 20 minute period for your sitting in the sun with the parts of your arms or your face exposed so you can find and get that vitally important within being safe. Now, Ayurveda described positive effects of sun exposure. And these are obviously supporting your immune system and bone health by keeping the levels of circulating vitamin D at an adequate level via the sun exposure. It helps lower the stress hormone cortisol. As I mentioned before, it helps fight depression or seasonal affective disorder, ADHD. It can stimulate hair growth and prevent hair loss. So it's on its way to have a positive effect in the right amount. And it also can boost serotonin, which is the hyper comes literally in the body, a nervous system comes literally in the body that's recognized to give us more energy and to help our mental health. How do you manage somewhere using Ayurveda? As I go with Ayurveda, it's very much common sense, but it's worth discussing their principles of Ayurveda in mind of different doshas of Vata, Pitta, and Taha. So when the Pitta dosha becomes aggravated, this impacts the blood of the Vata dosha, the blood pressure, and it leads to disturbance within the blood tissue, or what's called vitiation. It's like kind of as if the turmoil within the blood system. And this is the root cause of sunburn, according to Ayurveda. It's taught in the in the Charaparhita, which is in the great text of the Vedas, of the Ayurvedic teachings. And it has a phrase that described it as Vyanga Vyada, which would roughly translate to hyperpigmentation state. So when the skin is highly colored, this is a result of excessive skin sun exposure. Well, there are some simple tips that are worth listing for how to help with sunburn. First, the most obvious one is to take cooling baths. This has been recommended for thousands of years through Ayurveda, and it's commonly used today. But to take a dip in a bathtub with cool water, not extremely clean water, I mean adding some lavender or chamomile essential oil, or even rose water essential oil, can give an additive cooling effect. And this is one of the best natural and simple remedies we can use for sunburn. Another technique is to use a herbal compress. So a compress is when you get you concentrate the liquid into either a soft cloth or a towel, and you can use chilled rose water or neem oil, a decoction of neem oil, which is, you can find it in the hair structure of Ayurvedic alum lime, and neem oil is commonly used for skin and hair, or even lavender tea if you're a Vata. But the neem oil is for the Kapha people, the rose water is more for the Pitta type of person, and the lavender tea would be recommended for the Vata type person. And let it cool, and then when it's cool, then soak it within the infusion, and then apply the compress to the affected areas for more and an instant relief. You can also make herbal pastes. And a good example is sandalwood paste. And this can be used as a natural remedy for summer, because sandalwood has a cooling effect and it fans the irritation and leaves the skin more feeling congested and soothing. Another herb that can be used is a herb called mangista, which is often used for blood and pitta disorders, or turmeric plant. And these have an anti-inflammatory action, that they can reduce the heat within the affected area. Turmeric paste is a commonly used remedy for sunburn and for particularly for skin wounds and such. And of course, aloe vera. We've all heard of this. It's a fantastic plant for use in skin whenever we suffer from sunburn. And it has it's a soothing gel quality, and it's when you use it in its natural form and you cut the plant, it squeezes out on a sticky kind of cool gel-like material that is very easy to bite the skin. And it has anti-inflammatories and antibacterial properties as well, which can help reduce the irritation and promote the skin healing. And in cases any damage to the skin, it can help prevent any infection developing in the skin area. It also has the vitamins A, C, and E, which are all antioxidants. And from previous sources, I've mentioned antioxidants are important to prevent any damage in the skin turning into something more serious. So another thing to do, you can take aloe vera not just as a gel or a cream, but you can drink it as a drink, and much like coconut water, and it has a cooling action. So it's always worth recommending to treat from the inside out as well if you have suffered from it, in particular pizza-related condition like the sunburn. And you can mix a little bit of turmeric with aloe vera gel to give it an additional effect. So aloe vera definitely is one that's been mentioned in the Ayurvedic test. We know about it from our experiencing during the holidays. We all are familiar with our aloe vera as a trip somewhere. However, there are some other chemicals that are specific to aloe vera. And one of these is called washed ghee. Now, ghee was clarified buffon. And washed ghee in Sanskrit is called Shatbita Guita. And it's not an ordinary ghee. It's like a very pure form of firefox butter, which is washed over 100 times with Golbieta. And this gives it exceptional and appealing qualities. Rubbing the few ice cubes with this very pure form of ghee and putting it on the skin will give you a soothing effect and a healing effect. So this is a type of specific, a specialized ghee product that is used for skin conditions that are such as sunburn. Now, another one that can be used is in the form of taking internally would be amalaki, which I've mentioned in previous shows, is Indian gooseberry, and this is made into different products. And Indian gooseberry is very high in vitamin C, and it is used as a supplement to help its skin complexion. So as such, it could be used and if you're suffering from any skin disorder such as sunburn. So it is commonly used in an Ayurvedic supplement called Jivana Prash, which can depend on it's used as a jam or a tonic in that sense. So you can take that internal to help with any sunburn or skin related problem. And I mentioned before the use of sandalwood. It's been used for thousands of years because it's been recognized to have a natural astringent quality and a cooling quality. So astringent helps with pitta, and it helps with purifying, and cooling also helps with pitta in terms of reducing accumulation in skin. So that's a list of the commonly used products or herbal remedies that are used in Ayurveda and mentioned in the teachings. Now, in terms of dosha specific remedies, it's worth discussing this before I finish up on this part of the show. If you're about to dominate constitution, sunburn can be bothersome, of course. It can lead to dryness and sensitivity and redness on your skin because vata is the inlet of the air, the space elements, so dryness of the skin is a common issue. So it's essential they take particular care moisturizing their skin before and after some exposure. So applying soothing and a nourishing oil such as a castor oil, almond oil, or olive oil. So you're thinking of the heavier types of oil. If you are treating for something different, you might use a heating type of oil, such as sesame oil. But obviously for sundown, you're thinking of the cooling type of oil, but the heavier oils for the vata constitution, especially the vata constitution. Now the pitta, as I mentioned before, sunburn is a classic pitta problem. And these people, they are naturally warm and they kind of overheat naturally, so to speak. So some exposure can tip them over quite easily. But the oils we're looking for in the pitta constitution, of course, not a person with a pitta imbalance, would be oils like coconut oil, or rose oil, or sandalwood. And then for the kapha dosha, kapha people are different from the other two people. They tend to be blessed with very good quality skin. So the denser tissue and an oily skin that doesn't, they don't get so, they're not so prone to getting sunburn, but it obviously can happen to them as well. And the oil remedies for the kapha type of dosha or constitution would be a gentle massage using a neem oil or jojoba oil or even geranium oil. These have been noted to have positive effects on people with the kapha constitution. This is the time to take a short break, and I'll finish up about Ayurveda and sun exposure with a short list of do's and don'ts, as well as some simple tips in terms of diet and lifestyle that would help prevent and treat any problems with excess sun exposure. And then I'll finish up the show with a short section discussing ways you can reduce travel stress using simple Ayurvedic techniques and tricks. So we'll see you back in Finland.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Good. optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, help you achieve that in the most convenient and comprehensive way possible. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, sleep, emotional balance, and more. Benefit from the power, purity, and positivity of our award-winning powder sachets or our therapeutic capsule range. Use code RADIO15 at reviveactive.com and save 15% off today. Super supplements for a super you.
Cappuccino, latte, Americano, flat white, macchiato.
Just imagine, for less than the price of a single cup of coffee out on the high street, you could enjoy an award-winning online magazine every month with up-to-the-minute information on health and healthy lifestyle. Sounds like a good trade-off? Check out Health Triangle magazine on the UKHealthRadio.com website. Just sacrifice a single cup of coffee every month.
Let's all put health first.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So welcome back to the show, Ayurveda, the Science of Life. Today I'm discussing common holiday problems, particularly sun exposure, sunburn, and looking at an Ayurvedic point of view. And I'll be finishing up with discussing how to reduce travel stress using simple Ayurvedic tips and remedies. So to finish off in a section on Ayurvedic view of sun exposure, I'll just run through some simple do's and don'ts. And I do apologize if there's a bit of repetition in this, but it's worth just bringing it all together for a quick summary. One of the things to definitely do is drinking plenty of water. Coconut water is very good and alternative in terms of reducing our problems with sunburn and heat and inflammatory types of problems and pyrocognic you can get. And other specific Ayurvedic remedies would be usually coriander water, which I've spoken about in previous shows, where you can roughly grind a few teaspoons of coriander seeds and the night before, I leave them in a large glass of water and room temperature and allow them to diffuse into the water. And then you could strain it and drain the seeds out of it the following morning and put it in a glass and take it with you to the beach or whatever. Aloe vera juice as well is another good example of a juice that's cooling. And any sweet fruit juices that you could take throughout the day keep your body and your skin hydrated. Because so sweet fruit juices are itabalatine. And you often, particularly for the big sweet juicy fruits such as mangoes, apples and peaches. And I appreciate these are available in bottles and juice forms and make it easier to take them, to prepare them. You generally try, the don'ts would be to avoid any caffeinated drinks, which and alcohol. These will have a dehydrated effect. You don't want that here trying to combat the skin issue, put the focus. And steer clear of particularly very cold or ice beverages. And these can have aggravate all pitas. You can't particularly pitta, and it affects pitta balance and sunburn and sun exposure. You can be more sensitive to it if you pitta as well. In terms of food, don'ts would be to minimize or to reduce your salt intake. Everything excessive salt can dehydrate the body because when we catering with salt, we absorb water from the gut. So you can be dehydrated as a result. And incorporate foods that are naturally anti-inflammatory properties. And these would be turmeric, I've mentioned before, ginger and cinnamon. So if you can open in your food, you can cater in
ginger, particularly the type as a drink. And
so stay away from sour acidic foods such as lemon, tamarinds, tomatoes, oranges, grapes, and the green grapes, particularly I'm thinking, and vinegar. And then the do's with each it to look at consuming the healthy fats, fats that are good for moisturizing. These are ghee, which would be so many kinds before, clarified butter used in Indian cooking, coconut oil, and avocado oil. And you try and cut down as well, just a general on dairy products, that they can be heavy in mucus forming, and they could be the idea that they would have problems that they clog the cores if there's too much mucus or too much congestion within the body. So this is not, they're not very well tolerated, these types of dairy products during the summer season, because in the summer season our pitta is naturally being high, but our digestion, our digestive fire is also is low. So we've got that combination of having what your digestion not been as strong as it would be in sort of normal sorts of situations.
Lifestyle tips would be, these are fairly common sense that they're worth mentioning. Wearing loose, soft and bleedable fabrics, particularly much fabrics, to avoid irritation on the skin. Trying to stay, not staying too much in air conditioning environments, because they can, that can also dry out the skin. Taking cool showers can help soothe the skin. And you often see this at the beach situations, they have cold showers available for people to cool the skin after doing something to eat. So, and avoiding hot baths and showers. These are made some value, of course. General tips to remember is when you're washing someone there, to use a soap sponges rather than you be basic
candy skin or a powder protection than clean cleaning products.
And then avoid scratching or peeling with sunburns. This is going to delay the dealing. This is start staying with hapstick, start cleaning again, and cannot be clean frequently scouring drug.
When you're applying oils or creams, it's always a good idea for skin problems like eczema or sunburn is to follow the cream at the end in the direction of the hair biofia. So you're not rubbing against your hair follicles, which can cause irritation of the polyferritin of the skin cell.
And this is often away from the body, towards the extremity. But also, this is different from if you're doing a deep tissue massage or you're getting a deep tissue massage, that tends to focus on massaging all the center, which is and the idea behind that is to encourage what's called the lymphatic or the flow of waste toxins from the deeper tissue layers of the skin and the muscle and back towards the center and to be eliminable as toxins or things. And they're just some general cut.
However, if you have been sunburned, clearly you must avoid any clearly exposed from sun. Using cover wide brim hats or when you're heavy out outdoors, taking coconut water and fresh juice, be prepared to let it have that cooling up then. Avoiding spicy and oily foods that could irritate pitta. And then also important to try and develop a habit of using Ayurvedic products in your dating skin ki. And you're just talking about natural oils that can be used in your skin and your team. And then you're in the habit of cleaning them, then just apply them more when you, if you do get a something in it, I would be brassed, yes.
But once again, if you feel that you need any more specific advice, this is just the general overlook. It's always worth attending an Ayurvedic physician. For instance, if you're prone to getting a skin issue, sunburn, prickly peep rash, problems like that, when you do go on holiday, you're going to the clearing problem, it may be worth seeing an Ayurvedic practitioner. So you ask for some advice, so you know specific and tailored advice. But it's like everything in Ayurveda, and as we always teach, that prevention is better to heal. So I'll finish up the show with just a brief section on what I cut together as a way of using Ayurveda to reduce the traveling stress, the stress of travel, which is a big issue these days with all the regulations you need to follow when you're traveling, particularly if you're flying.
And you know, travel itself can be stressful. I mean, the holiday is the good part, but the travel is the bad part. So stress can increase on the way, and then you have that feeling on the flame when you finally and take off, and all the prep and everything is put behind us. We get the big deep breath just from relaxing into our holiday fun. Now, the way that in Ayurveda, when you understand with this how travel can specifically cause stress, it affects the Vata dosha particularly because of the movement. So the air and space elements make it Vata, and you're traveling in plane, clearly it's different type of environment, and this movement, this traveling, which is out of our daily routine, and it disrupts our natural circadian rhythms, particularly if it's a long haul trip with Gurdana, or even a short haul to a different destination, different plan. And this can cause lots of issues with a physical pump, and typically digestive issues. And if you have digestion associated with Vata imbalance, it'd be bloating and cold dependent. I'm a prolonged or even your appetite is not as good. And you get drying of skin, drying of our lips and eyes, as well as drying of our nasal passages, and even bath pain, which is in some way a calming Vata problem, because Vata, the seat of Vata is in the colon. The colon is very close to the lower Vata area, as well as sleepiness or difficulty sleeping. So these are all the problems you get from travel. And they can be significant if your gabble is wrong, and if you several and next you should say on, so it's worth bearing this in mind. And the two most important things to consider are your digestion and your hydration. And I often like to think of a simple packing list to cope with a lot of these issues that can properly be travelled. And it's gathering in flights or ferries or even long car travel. It's worth having a little packing list that you can help with you and be reassured that you're prepared to add anything that you might be experiencing. The first thing to pack is a nasal oil container. Now, I make up a little small container with a droplet then with the wobbly pops on it that you can and take out the liquid or the ore with a drop of time. And then the next thing to think about is taking a glass. One of these in broth becomes cold or warm. And we can add in, you could take herbs in small cocklets such as fennel or ginger, and get in the best form, and get hot water as you go up and you basically the ash and bottle in either, either add into your pan so the beam is beating so loud. Another thing to think about is the meal you take beforehand or a meal you take with you. And a good pre-flight meal is overnight soaked oats with seeds and nuts added, and some dried fruits. Flax seeds and sunflower seeds, chia seeds are good examples that are good for maintaining hydration. And all you need to do is add some hot water to your room temperature or hotness, and you can take this in container and have it while you travel. Another thing I often do is to pack extra layers for the flight, because sometimes the air conditioning can be set too high and so on. And if you're looking to rest and sleep on a bike, you need a bed. I mean, neck bleeds up on very help. And at the end, when something just makes you long seas to kick your extremities from being too cold. Noise cancelling headphones are a big thing. My kids use them a lot around the house, but you can use them when you're traveling as well. So if you don't have to listen to me, it just reduces that noise generation that when you're going to keep busy airports and so on. This excess noise spears a sensory stage to maintain rather rapidly and absolutely. And of course, eye drops in the fan to keep our lips moist. And to keep our eyes and to go.
By the do's and don'ts, again, is a good way to look at things. What you need to avoid from your traveling would be, again, caffeinated drinks and alcohol and fizzy drinks, particularly that combined. Sometimes this would be champagne, that they will disturb the wild dinner shape in cake and finish. Avoiding plane food is the best option most places, unless it's a long-haul flight and we need to choose the lightest meal or not, unless the vegetarian meal. As your digestive power is going to be reduced, and you don't have to eat anything that you're offering.
E-food checkups and meetings, just like the same route to the flight, except you've been more so when they're traveling because the amounts you're going to do to digest and then you're there and absorb are going to be less because it's a very different situation than where you're traveling, even you're moving about it.
And of course, avoid ice drinks and gym foods in the travel room, but the packing key can be an option, but if you take something so simple up on actually you'd be overnight oats.
And making sure you've got food rich in the cupboard and eat the hot way to chip it around.
Avoid drying the plates and dry as snacky cups of tea. A good example would be cake and chipping and cooked apple. It'd be coconut oil or cinnamon herb blend in. Basmati rice is a metal choice, which is a bit of veggie bait. And when sipping on and lukewarm
a hot water as well, and help your digestion well within me, that's the hydration thing.
I mentioned that papilledermis, you can make up a digestive herb mix such as coriander, thyme, and fennel. You're adding hot water, I guess,
or even ginger bites up. You dab it in the water can help then. If we get nausea, be with him, you're traveling, it's the digestive fire as well. Which often it's the heat induction digestive fire when we have to eat the parts of the nerve that will be knocked in and superb.
Bringing a small nasal container which you can get to security is also very important because it protects your nasal sinuses from getting dried. It can happen in the posterior of the airspace and a bit of burst in an airplane. Also, if you're traveling, to protect yourself to the endangered infectious, it's a hot push you should maybe it's out of you. If you know that
using something like sesame oil, a eucalyptus oil mixed with base oil would be a better darkness. I even just know me saying what to speak to them about.
Then when you get to your destination, particularly as an entry, the long haul flight, trying to get on local recon as soon as possible.
And Ayurveda recommends types of exercises. You'd look at would be a grounding practice, such as a breathwork, simple breathwork practice, or meditation grounding and the pranayama breath based meditation, which will help balance your vata, which is an airy space, so we all experience it's disturbed all from the travel. And an exercise like yoga, a gentle exercise like yoga, or even Tai Chi, where you're doing standing postures and your feet are loose to the earth for the air. You're getting that stability and that really affect your gaining the exercise as well.
I've seen if you suffer from leg swelling, which it often can get in there myself, and up long flights and it's persistent, just lying with your feet up against the wall.
Say with the heart, the velus mix so the clear can suck it up into your fascia and your waist channels.
None of these are a good sympathy to remember when we were traveling. So the packing list and the D's and D's. If you're particularly agitated when you're traveling, it's a real issue with you in terms of anxiety and nerves. A lot of people can suffer from this. And you know, there would be winery pages when you prescribe our mind seeking tablet and to people and my sedative.
And that in Ayurveda, a good supplement to use in this situation, we use it for supplement, which from your time in my own is baked in and you made.
So I hope you've enjoyed this little show about the common issues you face on holidays. Get them were there in terms of sunburn and excess sun exposure, the problem that can cause at event tulip, and also the stresses and strains of traveling, the licky things that happen, and they have to put us at it. I did balance as you try. So to remember and the packing list of the deals you go. I'll give you the show today and I'll finish off with my idiom in.
Tune in again next week for more discussion about Ayurveda. There's always loads to discuss.
You can find more information on my website, annamayurveda.com, which is annam spelled A-N-A-M hyphen A-U-R-V-E-D-A.com. Annam is the Irish word for soul. Until then, as we say in Irish, Cree Fulon Fod Seal. Healthy hearts, long life. Take care.